Taking a look at how we kicked off the week for our livestock markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. On Tuesday, I had the chance to talk with Bob Linneman with Gleist Commodities as we kicked off the week on the livestock side.
I was excited this morning to see prices kind of take out last week's high. They got above Friday's high, and then we just fizzled out. The June live cattle contract came within about 25 cents of the mid-May high and just rolled over. We did not make that higher high.
And that's a recap of the cattle complex from Tuesday, and it seems that traders are becoming increasingly nervous at these price levels. Futures have not kept up with the gains in cash and box beef, and that potentially indicates that the market is becoming tired.
It almost feels a little bit technical, like some technical selling to kind of start the week here after failing to get through some resistance levels either yesterday or today. And you look at anything news-wise, there's just not much cash cattle trading yet early in the week here. When traders don't really expect that until Thursday or Friday to see some, you know, to see some action there. So just not much news, Danielle, to really get the market going and maintain that strength.
And pork is the cheaper protein right now. We're seeing a fairly stable market there. And on Tuesday, the August and later months posted new contract highs.
It sure is the cheaper protein. There's no doubt about that. And you do see in the July contract, you know, if we're just talking technicals, July did take out the mid-May, the May 16th high there. So that was yesterday, and they did again today. So the chart looks a little bit better in the July, but with the June hog being kind of that front month contract and watching that one just a little bit closer. But if that July can get above 106.70, that's the February 18th high, that, Danielle, could trigger some either short covering or new long positions jumping in on, you know, just the momentum of new highs being hit. So something to just keep an eye on, you know, for the rest of the week here. If we can push above that and build momentum, could get real interesting for that July contract.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.